Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Now to Elaine, who's listening in Atlanta.
I wanted to ask you about Medjugorje, this recent statement by the Pope or by the Vatican, I'm not sure which, but I'm a little confused. I guess I've heard a lot of negative things about Medjugorje that make me think, okay, if there's something supernatural going on there and it's not the good guys, you know, maybe it's the bad guys. I don't know. I just, I'm kind of curious about where we stand now or where the Vatican stands now.
I understand. Well, the thing is that it's, as with other things in the church today, there's a certain ambiguity about Medjugorje that has never been like fully clarified. Its status has been, it's been ambiguous. I'll put it that way. From the beginning, the bishops of Mostar, the one after the other, were opposed to Medjugorje and even condemned it. And so from that point forward, there has been just a controversy about, well, maybe those bishops, for whatever reasons, they were biased. So then there was an appeal to the Pope. Can we have a commission? There was a commission. And it's been going on for a long time. The alleged apparitions in Medjugorje began in the early 80s. So we're talking about like maybe 1981, if I remember correctly. It's now been opened up, as you said. This announcement was made yesterday, I believe, that the Pope lifted what had been a restriction against formal pilgrimages to Medjugorje, and that has been lifted. So I guess those will be starting up again. I don't know that it ever really died down very much in the meantime. So it's news, and the Medjugorje people are really excited about this because they believe that this is an authentic apparition site. So it's a big day for them. And you asked about, you know, what about this? And I mentioned just before the break that I wanted to talk a little bit more about this. So first, let me make sure that I answered your first question. Was there anything more to that question about Medjugorje that you wanted to ask?
No, that's exactly right. I'm just, I feel like it's pretty certain that supernatural things have been happening there. And so my concern, I guess, was that if this is not really a true affirmed apparition, I guess you would say, then what is going on could be something that we should be staying away from, or that we all should be staying away from. That's my concern. And I know there are a lot of people who are really devoted. We have a group at my church, actually, and I always think, gosh, why did they do that when it hasn't been, approved? So anyway, yes, you got it right.
Okay, good. Well, I try to avoid this topic because it's controversial and there are a lot of emotions that go with this topic. And so I'll just tell you right up front that I personally have always been very skeptical about Medjugorje from the earliest days. In fact, my aunt and uncle, both of whom are still alive, but they're quite elderly now, but back in as early as about 1982, 83, shortly after these alleged apparitions began, they heard about them and they began going there on their own pilgrimages. And eventually that turned into a kind of a pilgrimage business that they had. And if I remember correctly, I think they brought maybe 70, 80, 100 groups of pilgrims. I mean, like 100, maybe 70 to 100 times different pilgrimages that they took to Medjugorje. And so from those early days in the 1980s, whenever I would see them, they would tell me firsthand, this is what's happening, this is what's being said. And they would give me all this information. And there's something about it, I just didn't feel like there was, that it was all legit. And so I read all the books that they gave me. They gave me Wayne Weibel's book. They gave me all kinds of books. In my library, I've got a whole shelf, probably about 5 feet long, well, maybe say 3 feet worth of books that are all promoting Medjugorje. The Messages, Wayne Weibel, tons of stuff. And I read it all. And I still was skeptical because certain things about Medjugorje didn't add up. So, and by the way, anyone who's interested in some of my thoughts on that, if you want, in a minute, I will post a link to some of my blog posts. They're aggregated so you can see, and I haven't talked about it on my blog for quite a long time, but they're theirs if you're interested in perusing it. Now, I realize many people listening right now are adamantly convinced that Medjugorje is authentic. please understand, I do not look down on you. I don't judge you, and I don't feel, you know, anything other than brotherly love for you. But I myself am skeptical about it. Now, some people say, well, you've never gone there, so you can't, you have no right to say that it's dubious or it's not dubious because you've never gone there. And because you've never gone there, you don't really have credibility on the issue. Well, that kind of logic doesn't work. Because think of all the people who have not gone to Medjugorje who love it and who agree with it and promote it. You would have to say to them, sorry, you're not allowed to have that opinion because you didn't go there. One does not have to go there to amass sufficient information to come to conclusions that maybe some things are not all adding up. So that's my approach to the topic. I'm an open-minded skeptic. I'd be delighted, happy, overjoyed if it turned out that I was wrong and Medjugorje is an authentic apparition. But unless and until something like that happens, I still have my deep reservations about that issue. One funny story, Elaine, then I'll let you go. I was doing a lecture tour in Australia once. I've done several different lecture tours in Australia. This might have been the first one. And I was in some city, I forget where, and they had me staying with some member of the government. I think he was a senator or the equivalent of a senator. And so I was staying at his very spacious home. And he was like super into Medjugorje. And so he and I had long conversations and I shared with him what my reservations were. And he was having none of it. He was like totally convinced that this is an authentic series of apparitions. So he says, I got a book. You need to read this book. And so he went back into his library and he came back out and he handed me this book. He said, this book is going to prove to you that Medjugorje is true. And I took one look at it and I burst out laughing. And I said, you know, not to be disrespectful, but see those two people on the front cover? Those are my aunt and uncle. Those are the people from whom I have received all this information who have gone to Medjugorje 50, 70 times. And I think he didn't know what to say. But I said, what an odd coincidence that the very book that you're giving me that will prove to me that I'm incorrect on my views on this happens to feature my mother and, or my aunt and uncle on the front cover. I just got a kick out of that when that happened. So those are my thoughts. I will tweet a link here momentarily. So if you're interested in at least understanding why some people have some reservations, that's one way to do it. And I thank you for your phone call, Elaine. I appreciate it. I'll look forward to talking to you on Twitter again. The other thing I would suggest would be check out Patrick Coffin's podcast on this topic. Now, Patrick Coffin, formerly of Catholic Answers, he was the guiding light at Catholic Answers Live, their radio program, for years. He has since gone solo, and he has a podcast. He has dealt extensively with this topic. And fair warning, Patrick Coffin is a critic, more of a critic than I am. He's more of a skeptic, I should say, than I am. I'm not a critic. I'm just a skeptic. He's more of a critic. But he's got the goods to back it up when it comes to documented information. So rather than try to get into all those things we don't have time for, I would just simply refer you to his website, patrickcoffin.net, patrickcoffin.net. And when you get there, go to the podcast section and you'll find the podcast. You can drill down and find the one about Medjugorje. You can also search Medjugorje in the search bar and it'll pull up whatever other things he may have about that. Now, granted, he is a critic, but he's a well-informed critic and a well-intentioned critic. And he's not, you know, mean-spirited or anything. He doesn't have any axe to grind. He just has reservations, and he makes those reservations known in that way. So it's worth your time to check it out, regardless of how you feel. And I hope you find that helpful.